11:59.
Loop out. Cabin light on. Energy
stimulus
feeder
out.
Dream monitor
out.
Music
circuit
in.
11:59:30.
Monitor
bing.
Hours.
Rolling tape.
51.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
I'm headed for the moon. I'll get there very soon. Doing 60,000 miles an hour. I wonder what it's like. I'll find out tomorrow night when we land there on the moon. I might be rich with gold or uranium, I've been told. When we get there on the moon, we're going by the stars. I shook hands with Mr. Myers. I'll hold our way there to the moon. My wife was laughing out loud as we went in through a cloud, trying to cook in outer space. The dishes were everywhere, floating in the air. Oh, what a funny sight to see. Later on the next day, we were still on our way. I knew we would be there very soon. So I got ready to land. I would be the very first man to land my rocket on the moon. As I opened up the door, White's hand flew on the floor. Oh, what a pretty sight to see. Mountains everywhere, freshness of the air. Felt like millionaires. My wife, she hugged me, and I could plainly see gold dust in her hair. But we had to explore, got to see some more. I hold the big yellow moon. We are still here today, and we aim to stay. I hung the wonderful moon. I feel just like a king, and my wife is a queen, living up here on the moon.
Once I was out walking under the stars and moon one night, and I was awful worried about the future looking bright. For teenagers don't have too many places to call their very own. So when they land a rocket, I hope there'll be a jukebox on the moon, with beautiful music flowing from the jukebox soft and low, when they build those two-seat rockets, two in love can go, play the jukebox on the moon. Oh, they've got a jukebox on the moon. 'Cause if they've got a jukebox on the moon, I'll be going there soon. Play the jukebox on the moon. It's two. 'Cause if they've got a rocket that sits two, I'll be blasting off with you. Play the jukebox on the moon. leave when the moon is shining bright. Let's rock and roll all night. When we hear our favorite tune, play the jukebox on the moon. Just a teenage paradise. Everything up there will be real nice. When they hear their favorite tune, play the jukebox on the moon. And if you promise to be mine, the juke will play without a dime. Play the jukebox on the moon. Play the jukebox on the moon. Play the jukebox on the moon.
Supplying, we'll glide across the skies. nobody will believe their eyes. Just when they think they've seen us, we zoom away to Venus. One moment we're in Mexico, like that we're over Idaho. Just tell me where you want to go in my UFO. We're going UFOing, we're trying saucer flying. We'll glide across the sky. Nobody will believe their eyes. Just when they think they've seen us, we'll zoom away to Venus. One moment we're in Mexico, like that we're over Idaho. Just tell me where you wanna go in my UFO. We're going UFO. We're trying saucer flying. We'll fly it across the skies. Nobody will believe their eyes. When they think they've seen us, we zoom away to Venus. One moment we're in Mexico, like that we're over Idaho. Just tell me where you wanna go in my UFO.
To my girl and I said, hey Betty Lou, I hear you've been playing around with someone new. She looked at me with a gleam in her eye. She said, why shouldn't I? Oh, what a playground. Oh, yeah, what a playground. Mm-hmm, man, what a playground. Oh, yeah, a playground. I said, Betty Lou, you make me feel sad. You sit there a-laughing while I'm seeming mad. She looked at me with her eyes so cruel. She said, man, play it cool. Oh, what a playground. Oh, yeah, what a playground. Mm-hmm, man, what a playground. Oh, yeah, a playground. Now I let her go, and I know I did right. She'll have another date before tonight. You'll call her on the phone, and you'll say his love is true. And she'll say, good for you. Oh, what a fake-out. Oh, yeah, what a fake-out. Mm-hmm, yeah, what a fake-out. Oh, yeah, a fake-out. She found a guy who could play the part. He took all her loving and then he broke her heart. She called me on the phone, she was feeling so sad. And I said, that's too bad. Oh, what a fake-out. Oh, yeah, what a fake-out. Mm-hmm, man, what a fake-out. Oh, yeah, a fake-out.
Magic star above, send a message to my love. Tell him that I'll wait patiently. Sad and so lonely, dreaming of him only. Swift and graceful as a dove, way up above. Magic star up high, dancing through the sky. Tell him that my heart cries for joy. Please say that one day I'll hear his voice say that I'm his one and only girl. As the stars light up the sky and the new moon day, guide his footsteps safe and sound back home again this day.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good day, good grief, good golly, Miss Molly. And how are you today? I am fine, thank you for asking. Everybody's doing good here in Addlewood. As we head into the second week of the WFMU Marathon, my name is KBC and this is the Bit Slap, and we are here to beg you for money. Now, I know that's not the kind of thing you want to have happening to you on a nice, bright, soon-to-be spring day. So how about we just cut to the chase? I'll give you the phone number. You call up, make a pledge. Everybody's happy, okay? It's 800-989-WFMU. That's 800-989-9368. And since I'm assuming most of you are computer savvy and stuff because you're listening on the internet, why don't you log into WFMU.org, stop by the pledge page, take a look at some of the swag, give it a go. You will not be sorry, and I, for one, will be in your corner for the rest of time. That's a pretty good deal. So, we started with a bunch of moon songs for no earthly reason. We started with Art Pettibone, The Moon Rocket. Jukebox on the Moon was Ginny Mallet. Old Moon Daddy from Moon Daddy. Jimmy Durante, We're Going UFO-ing. Fake Out from Frankie Sarda. That's not a moon song. I don't know how that got in there. And Telstar, the old chestnut with words from Margie Singleton. I didn't know that song had words, but it does. And there they were. Makes no sense. So, all right. So, we're working on keeping WFMU in business, keeping people like me off the streets. There are prizes to be won, swag to be had. There's a great new T-shirt, bumper stickers. There's premiums galore, my own included, a six-pack of special one-of-a-kind pods just for you on disc. For sex, for drugs, for rock and roll. There's one for the dreaded marijuana. There's a mystery pod with a bunch of strange songs that make no sense. And a bonus pod picked out just for you. So I'll go over the number again, 800-989-WFMU. I could do this all day. 800-989-9368. It's a little weird for me in here because usually people have co-hosts that they can talk to, and there's people in the phone rooms. I'm looking at a wall. And hanging from that wall is a picture of me and my cat Tiger and some rulers. So it gives you an idea what kind of help I need. Okay, so keep me off the streets. Keep me off the streets, please, for everybody's good, my own included. And please make a pledge. We have more songs coming up for you. This is all from the FMU blog, by the way. Enjoy.
DJ, please play me a song. Play the one about a cheater and the girl that he done wrong. Every night he went out cheating, leaving her at home alone. Play the record, Mr. DJ, while we're talking on the phone. Mr. DJ, that's a very pretty song. If you don't have time for talking, I won't keep you very long. I'm waiting here for someone, and I'm all your DJ, so I made this call to you. Midnight soon will be here. He's been gone for oh so long. He's the one that does the cheating. I'm the girl that he does wrong. Here he comes to start his life. Now I know that love is through. Beg your pardon, Mr. DJ. There's a job that I must do. Thank you, Mr. DJ. Have you heard that song before? Now you know the way it ended. Cheating hearts will cheat no more. Now the record's played and over, untrue love was bound to fall. Thanks for talking, Mr. DJ. I must make another call.
Sheriff's Office.
So tall, here is where it started, on the bridge. The moon is big and yellow, and the stars are all aglow. From the bridge I see reflections in the waters far below. You kissed me for the first time, he held me awfully tight. And the bridge became our favorite place. We came here often in the night. One night while standing on the bridge, desire swept through us both. Passion took us by the hand and showed us where to go. From the bridge we saw a meadow, so we ran together there, where we found love together. Our emotions filled the air. The bridge so wide, the bridge so long. Where once we stood together, tonight I stand alone. Tonight, while standing on the bridge, my heart is beating wild. To think that you could leave me here with our unborn child. And here is where I'll end it.
Agony tore at my mind. I'm a statistic. And when I first got here, I felt very much alone. I was overwhelmed with grief, and I expected to find something. But oh, I found no sympathy. I only saw thousands of others whose bodies were as badly mangled as mine. I was given a number and placed in a category, and the category was called traffic fatality. Now, the day I died was an ordinary school day. Oh, how I wish I'd taken the bus, but I was too cool for the bus. I remembered how I'd conned my mom out of her car that day. A special favor, I pleaded, 'cause all the other kids drive. And when the 250 bell rang that day, I threw my books in my locker. I'm free until 8:40 tomorrow morning. Oh, I ran to the parking lot, excited at the thought of driving a car, being my own boss, being free. Now, it doesn't matter how the accident happened. I was just goofing off, I guess. Going a little too fast, smoking a little pot, taking crazy chances. But I was enjoying my freedom and having myself a ball. And the very last thing I remember was passing an old lady who seemed to be going awful slow. Then I heard the deafening crash and felt a terrific jolt. Glass and steel flew everywhere. My whole body seemed to be turning inside out. And then I heard myself scream. Suddenly I awakened, and it was very quiet. This police officer was standing over me. Then I saw this doctor. My body was so mangled, I was saturated with blood. Pieces of jagged glass were sticking out all over my body. And I thought it strange that I didn't feel anything. "Hey, mister, don't pull that sheet over my head. I can't be dead. I'm only 17. I got a date tonight. I'm supposed to grow up and have a wonderful life. I can't be dead." But later, I was placed in a morgue on a cold slab, and my folks had to identify me. Oh, why did they have to see me like this? Why did I have to look into my mom's eyes when she had just been through the most terrible ordeal of her life? And my dad, he suddenly looked like an old man as he told the man in charge, "Yes, that's our son." And my funeral, it was a real experience. I saw all my relatives and friends walk towards my casket. They passed by one and looked at me with the saddest eyes I guessed I'd ever seen. Some of my buddies were crying, and my girlfriend touched my hand and sobbed as she walked away. "Please, somebody, wake me up and get me out of here. I can't bear to see my mom and dad so broken up, and my grandparents are so racked with grief they can barely walk, and my brother and sister are like zombies walking around in a daze. Please, somebody, no one can believe this, and I can't believe it myself. Please don't bury me. I can't be dead. I have a lot of living to do. I want to laugh and run again. I want to sing and dance. Oh, please don't put me in the ground. I promise if you give me one more chance, God, I'll be the most careful driver in the whole wide world. All I'm asking is one more chance, God. Please, I'm only 17.
Now the picture's kind of faint to me, and the paint's a little smeared. The night was dark and the road was slick as lights from town drew near. I was told on the phone that my little girl might die, and this was cause for my driving fast. My blood ran cold and I tried not to think that each breath might be her last. Well, I was about to lose my mind as I gathered speed with 3 miles left to go. That curve came fast, way too fast, and my car began to roll. Well, when I came to, I tried to speak, but my body was paralyzed. And somebody said, "Why, this feller's dead." He took his finger and he closed my eyes. "Hey, I ain't dead, fellers. Listen to my heart. What's the matter with you guys?" I wanted to yell, but my lips wouldn't move, like they was disconnected from my mind. Then someone said, "The ambulance is here. You guys let the doctor through." I said, "There he is, Doc. We covered him up. There's not much a doctor can do." But with his stethoscope, he heard my heart, and he gently opened my eyes. Said my back was broke, but then again, I was lucky to be alive. "My little girl, doctor, please, could you find out if she's all right?" I saw him smile, but I knew in my heart that he couldn't read my mind. But he found a note inside my coat, and from the card he found my name. Then in my ear so I could hear, he whispered my baby's name. She's all right, son, I just left her. You see, I'm her doctor too. So you be real quiet, and it won't be long till you'll be as good as new. Your little girl has a nice big old room, and I'm gonna radio ahead. I'll tell them her dad's gonna visit a while, and they'll move in another bed. Well, my eyes was fixed, and I couldn't smile, but my heart swelled up inside. I hope the doctor saw my heart say thanks as it pushed a tear outside.
People stop and ask me about my wife. They think I broke my arm. It's just exaggeration. It's no big deal. I never felt better in my life. People stop and ask me about my broken arm. Yeah, they think I beat my wife. It's just their foolish dreams. I don't let it worry me, 'cause I'm in the prime of my life. I'm sick of my job. I'm sick of my wife. I'm sick of your face. I'm sick of this life. Gonna go to the store and purchase some hardware, my dear. Then I'll get in the car, pick up some chicken, arrive at your door, of which I will be kicking in. Say what a day, what you say. You both go have a drink or two. Then I put it to your forehead, put it to your temple, put it to your midriff. I'll attempt to make a dimple. Then I'll put it in, put it in, put it in, put it in. Then I put it to your eyeball, put it to your face. Fix myself a highball, drink to the master race. And I put it in, put it in, put it in, put it in. We'll be right back. Subway, Bondo, Fish Fry, Limbo, Cram Chef, Tim Pan, Luncheonette, Shoe Tie, Byline, Spider, Twister, Flex, Latex, Door Jam, Passport, Filipino, Dipso, Drip Dry, Skid Row, Blow Fly, Backboard, Cheese Curls, Extra, 7-Up, The Carpet, The Door Jam, The Big Dad, The Roll Top, Estrogen, Meton, Vinyl, Chloride, Checklist, The Bromide, V8, Dynamo, The Babble, Gumshoe, Bow Tie, Ticker Tape, Stepway, Prostitute, Rip Rap, The Car Keys, Elbow, The Knick Knack, Dispatch, Telephone, Nipfit, Lunar, Six Pack, Cream Cheese, Teacup, The Sit Down, Goose Lips, The Pet Down, Feel Up, The Wet Down, The Build Up, The Let Down, The Let Up, The Big Time, The Stone Off, The Electra, The Build Up, The Let Down, The Build Up, The Let Down, The Build Up, The Let Down, The Build Up, The Let Down. You're in an empty hospital. I don't show for my bow. Everything's sunny weather. I'm a happy, sappy son of a gun, living in a robber room.
Midnight. home when my love began to shine. Cause you're the only girl I know that really loved me so. And just a you and me, girl.
Was a Eve, when I Eve, she was so Eve, and then Eve, 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 suddenly so if you eat, remember, chances are that you'll eat.
You go right ahead.
Hold it, hold it. Where are you going? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't recognize you, sir.
Hey, no one is admitted beyond. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't know it was you.
Yes. Oh, it's you. What is it?
W. F. M. U.
To really start to jump, then join right in and do that South Jersey song, South Jersey song, South Jersey song.
Guys, take too long to get going. Let's get Dick Dale and Gary Hoey, just in case you're wondering. Okay, Marathon. We're still at it. I have received no phone calls, but you know what? It just occurred to me that I don't have phones coming into my room here. Adelwood has no real phones. So we don't get pledges here, unlike the people at WFMU. They are at the other end of 899 WFMU, or... for you computer geeks, WFMU.org. Be good for you. Good for the station. Good for America. I was watching the Academy Awards last night. Boy, you talk about an outfit that needs some homogeneity, homogeneousness. You know, something to rattle them up. Imagine what would happen if FMU ran the Oscars. All right, while you're thinking about that, let me give you a playlist here. We started with Judy Lynn. Hello, Mr. DJ. And yes, that was Dolly Parton after that song called The Bridge. I don't usually play Dolly Parton as much as I love her, but that was her. Red Sovine after that. I'm Only 17. I first became acquainted with that one in Ann Landers. I think you did too. Think really hard about it. After that, Cal Veal and Paralyzed. Fred Lane and the Hittite Hotshots, Rubber Room. And Silver Apples, recorded back in 1997 on the Stork Show at WFMU, where people come to visit all the time. Following that, William Allen Ross, the Rappin' Eef, and the South Jersey Stomp from Anne Faith, whoever she is. These are all songs that got glommed off of the WFMU blog pages. You can find all kinds of downloads. Found something, a whole album by Abe Burrows, on there. We're bringing you that little by little. Bunch more German songs. The MSR singer Gene Marshall, who does all those great songs that you've never heard of and could care less about. A collection of Hall of the Mountain King and things like that. But mostly you get honest, working class type music. No Eagles. You know, you go to see the Eagles in concert, what are you going to pay? $300? That's not real music. That's corporate crap. None of that here. All right? So give us a call. Log in. Do something. If FMU goes off the air, the terrorists have won. Simple as that. So I'll be back with a little bit more in a little while. You just hang in there and enjoy as much as you can. If you don't like it, just wait a minute. It'll be over.
Welcome to the Whispering East Hour. With the Whispering East Symphonette, the famous Whispering East All-Animal Whistling Choir, and yours truly, Dwight Yeast. For their opening selection, the Whispering East All-Animal Whistling Chorus joins Maestro Urpil Sweeney in a rousing salute to reality.
When you get up every morning, I have to pat your behind to let you know that you're mine, babe. Lady, guess what? I'm gonna kiss your butt. Because I love it, but it's in my face. Babe, lady, guess what?
Big city college for school and to learn. I'd heard of the hippies, the yippies and the bums, but I thought they'd know more than I know farmer's son. My roommate did ask me if acid I used, if weeds I did smoke or pot I did choose. Now corn silks I've tried and I hate to be rude. When I go to the bathroom, is nothing to you. That day there in class, a girl I didn't see, and I thought to myself, now she is for me. That evening while driving the old pickup truck, I spied her out walking and I beamed, no such luck. I offered her a ride and she just jumped right in. And I said, let's go to the park for a spin. I parked and we talked, I was feeling so coy. But what did I find? I was hugging a boy. So I'm leaving this place, yes, I'm packing my duds. I'm going back home where we still use bathtubs, where the barbers still work and the girls wear the jewels, and the boys don't go around with their hair up in curls. If that's being smart, then dumb is for me, and no farmer's son forever I'll be. You can have the city, I'll take my country ways. I'll live on the farm for the rest of my days.
Well, I've been a bachelor all my life. I thought the time had come to take a wife. So I moved to the city to find myself a mate. But I get all confused when I start looking for a date. For I can't tell the boys from the girls, and friends, it's really messing up my world. They all wear long hair and bouncy curls, and I can't tell the boys from the picture show and found a seat. This poor little thing sat down in front of me. I leaned over and I asked her if she'd like some company, but I nearly died when she turned out to be a he. Boy, I can't tell the boys from the girls, and friends, it's really messing up my world. They all wear long hair and bouncy curls, and I can't tell from the girl. I'm gonna leave this city and go home. I guess I'll stay single from now on. I won't make the same mistake by coming here again, 'cause I can't tell the difference between the hers and him. Oh, I can't tell the boys from the girls, and friends, it's really messing up my world. They all wear long hair and bouncy curls, and I can't tell the boys from the girls.
Thank you.
a hippie in Muskogee. I keep turning on to do my thing. I smoke a lot of corn silks back of the courthouse, and I use a joint of grapevine to blow my brains. I'm the only cat that shows up at our love ends. Oh, but holding hands with myself ain't my bag. And the local yokels keep giving me a crew cut. And you can't get acid rock from country bands. They don't dig my clothes, my beads or sandals. They don't dig the flowers in my hair. And their idea of a full-fledged riot is the greased pig contest at the county fair. Oh, but I'm the only hippie in Muskogee. I'm here to tell you cats I'm all alone. It ain't no fun against the law. No, but I'm the only hippie in Muskogee. Yeah, I'm here to tell you cats I'm all alone. All these wells here are drinking up all that white light. It just ain't no fun. I'm tired of being the only hippie in Muskogee. I'm gonna get out there with them cats and swing.
This is a strange but true story, which proves that history does repeat itself, and the events depicted here happened just 100 years apart. Both President Lincoln and President Kennedy were concerned with the issue of civil rights. Lincoln was elected in 1860. Kennedy was elected in 1960. 100 years apart. Both were shot from behind in the head. Their successors, both named Johnson, were Southern Democrats with seats in the Senate. Andrew Johnson was born in 1808. Lyndon Johnson was born in 1908. 100 years apart. John Wilkes Booth, the man who shot Lincoln, was born in 1839. Lee Harvey Oswald, the man who shot Kennedy, was born in 1939. 100 years apart. Booth and Oswald were Southerners favoring unpopular ideas. Booth and Oswald were both assassinated before going to trial. Both presidents' wives lost children through death while in the White House. Both presidents were killed on a Friday and in the presence of their wives. President Lincoln's secretary, whose name was Kennedy, advised him not to go to the theater. President Kennedy's secretary, whose name was Lincoln, advised him not to go to Dallas. John Wilkes Booth shot Lincoln in a theater and ran to a warehouse. Lee Harvey Oswald shot Kennedy from a warehouse and ran to a theater. The names Lincoln and Kennedy each contain 7 letters. The names Andrew Johnson and Lyndon Johnson each contain 13 letters. The name John Wilkes Booth and Lee Harvey Oswald each contain 15 letters. And friends, it is true. History
does repeat itself. Here are some facts, strange as they may seem, but proof that history not only repeats itself, but it repeats with facts that are stranger than fiction. President Lincoln was shot in the Ford Theater. President Kennedy was shot in a Lincoln automobile. Lincoln was shot with a pistol, and his assassin was shot with a rifle. Kennedy was shot with a rifle, and his assassin was shot with a pistol. John Wilkes Booth, the man who shot Lincoln, was killed by a man in uniform, but in the presence of civilians. Lee Harvey Oswald, the man that shot Kennedy, was killed by a civilian in the presence of men in uniform. The chosen name of the man that shot Booth was Red Kelly. The chosen name of the man who shot Oswald was Jack Ruby. Each of these names, Red Kelly and Jack Ruby, contain 8 letters. Booth's killer did not go by his correct first name. Oswald's killer did not go by his correct last name. Booth was shot before Lincoln was buried. Oswald was shot before Kennedy was buried. These are documented facts that prove truth is stranger than fiction, even when history does repeat itself.
His truth is marching on.
A little boy was walking through a schoolyard with his history book thrown over his shoulder. He stopped and, just like a young soldier, he saluted the flag of the United States of America and said, "You know, flag, I can be just about anything I want to be when I grow up, thanks to you and what you stand for. You fly so high, so proud, so firm, so just, with the greatest of all mottos, in God we trust. And I know the things you stand for just couldn't be wrong, or else you wouldn't have lasted so long.
You stand for independence and you stand for liberty, and that's the way I know that it was meant to be. Fly high, oh glory, always stand over this, the greatest land. Someday I'll be a man."
I know it may sound kind of funny to most people, old flag, but when we're alone, I pretend that you talk to me and you tell me how hard our forefathers fought to make this country what it is today, and about all the places you've been and the many battles you've seen, all the great men that you've known.
From George Washington to Mr. Kennedy, every soldier brave and tall has fought to keep us free. Fly high, oh glory, always stand over this, the greatest land. Someday I'll be a man.
Yeah. And because of that great flag, that same little boy just might someday be our president.
Keep on smiling, pay your taxes, do it now today. Then be thankful you are living in the USA. Bless this country with her justice and her liberty. Keep on smiling, pay your taxes, help to keep her free. Be a good citizen, be loyal and be true. Don't be a bag of wind, protect what's good for you. Keep on smiling, it's your duty to recall the day. Help your nation with your dollars, hurry, don't delay. She's the emblem of your freedom and security. Keep on smiling, pay your taxes for democracy. Good citizen, be loyal and be true. Don't be a bag of wind, protect what's good for you. Keep on smiling, it's your duty to recall the day. Help your nation with your dollars, hurry, don't delay. She's the emblem of your freedom and security. Keep on smiling, pay your taxes for democracy.
From the pool halls of Chicago, from the gang fights in L.A., them hippies are all pouring in to the city by the bay. They all brought their favorite protest sign, the old sweatshirts and dirty blue jeans. They came prepared to lay out a work on the San Francisco scene. Riot every Thursday night, the big city and every day. Actually, about the only thing them hippies ain't against is unemployment pay. Semi-formal protest march will take place this coming week. It's fun and games and all a part of the big old San Francisco scene. Oh, pick it. They never shave and seldom ever bathe, and their clothes ain't holding too much. They look like they just stepped out of the pages of Esquire into a garbage truck. From the folk singers to the hippies, it's a sightseer's dream. And there's nothing else that can compare with the San Francisco scene. Take a tour bus around Alcatraz. You're a good swimmer. Or you can stay on land, buy yourself a butterfly net and join in the fun. Hey, look, my aunt caught myself a flower, children. Put it down before the thing may bite.
A group of liberal thinkers, bathless, unwashed thinkers, got together for a love-in near our town. There were rows and rows of hippies, some chippies and some jippies, at the day trippers, wine sippers, society spurners, card burners, liberal thinkers loving near our town. One super hippie feller, his hair was long and yeller, and a ringlet from his left ear dangled down. Now there was a real hip chick wearing psychedelic lipstick at the day trippers, glue sniffers, society spurners, card burners, liberal thinkers, the loving near our town. Long-haired hit banded hippies and flower-wearing chippies, togetherness was visible all around. But I'll tell you what the worst is, there were fellas carrying purses at the day trippers, wine sippers, society spurners, card burners, liberal thinkers, the loving near our town. All they talked of magic powers, and then ate up all the flowers, and the nightsticks came and gathered all around. The sleeping bags were spread out, but the cops said, get the lead out. At the day trippers, glue sniffers, society spurners, card burners, liberal thinkers loving near our town. At the hip swingers, bell dingers, banana smokers, cork soakers, liberal thinkers loving near our town.
Okay, well, we've made it pretty much to the end, and if you haven't pledged, that's all right. I'll get over it one day. There's a good chance you're listening to this after the marathon's over. It ends on the 14th of March. If that's the case, you can always send a surprise check in. That wouldn't hurt. They'll still take care of you. The pledge page will be open after that. The phones won't be, but the page will. You'll be able to go through the internet, so don't worry about it. Just do it, okay? We finished up with Elton and Betty White. Not the same Betty White, at least I hope not. That was Baby Guess What? I'm Gonna Kiss Your Butt. Sorry, I couldn't resist. If I have to kiss your butt to get a pledge, so be it. Ace Ball after that, Country Boy at College. Lester Flatt, I Can't Tell the Boys from the Girls. C. Dean Draper, I'm the Only Hippie in Muskogee. And then History Repeats Itself, you know that one. That was Cab Calloway, though, this time. I didn't know Cab Calloway did this. Shocking. Almost as shocking as finding out that there's a part two by Buddy Starcher. And then The Flag for Maurice Ogden. And something that maybe should be our national anthem, Keep On Smiling, Pay Your Taxes, from Phil Celia and the Silvertones, Don Bowman, the San Francisco Love Scene, and The Love Inn from Sheb Woolley. All right, so that does it. We're out of here now. I'll say again, please pledge, blah, blah, blah. Don't worry about it. Coming up, a mystery tune. This one I actually had something to do with. I think I found this, and I donated a bunch of these myself to the FMU blog page, although I don't post things. I just send them in, and somebody wiser than me takes care of it and disposes of the rest. So I'll see you next week. My wife and I are going to Maine next week, so I'm not sure whether I'm going to have a brand new show or we're going to do a rerun. I have to decide that because I'm running out of time. So you all have a good time. Enjoy the rest of the marathon, and enjoy this beautiful spring weather that's coming our way. It's only March, folks. We've got 6 more months to go. Yeah! All right. See you later. Bye.
lady.
I'm sure
all the critters go, and she's buying the stairway to heaven.
When she gets there,
she knows
if the stores are all
closed.
With the word, she can get what she can. She's buying the
stairway
to heaven. There's a
feeling I get
when I look to the west and my steamy is crying. In my thoughts I've seen
rings
of smoke through the trees and the voices of those footsteps. And it's whispered that if we're on the call of two, then the Bible will lead us to
reason,
and a new
day
will dawn. Not long, and the forest will
matter.
We all just wonder and one was to be a